Ian, when Jeyton won the toss today and elected to bat, I think he couldn't have expected anything quite as good as this, could he?
No, I don't think so. Certainly when you go on you bat first, you want to set the tone and have a good first day. I think we're all a little bit sort of surprised on the pitch we got when we turned up here. We thought that we would probably get something a little bit greener than that and maybe a results-looking pitch. So I think we were a bit surprised to go to the toss. And it's a funny wicket. It's sort of low, there's quite cracks, so I think as the game goes on, I think it's only going to get worse. But quite interesting, really, from what probably we expected when we turned up here to practice the day before.
And Will Rhodes and Dominic Sibley gave you a platform as well.
Yeah, nice. They're just sort of getting better and better as the season goes on, which is really nice. Obviously, the two talented young lads, different strengths in different areas, but yeah, it's starting to become a nice little partnership that, and that's what we want to see. Obviously, it's so important to have a good opening partnership, and it was really pleasing again to see them kick on again. I mean, Will's obviously got 300, Dom's got two, so they want us to finish the season high, but it's nice to see that.
I remember talking to you at Durham after the one-day game when you and Jonathan had both made hundreds up there, and we were speculating how many times we'd see you batting together. Mm-hmm. Long 200 runs together, and it was... There was an element of familiarity to the whole thing, wasn't there?
Yeah, it's obviously nice. We know that obviously Trotty's retiring at the end of the next game next week, so obviously it's nice to keep those partnerships coming. And obviously it's something I've enjoyed batting with Trotty a lot. We've obviously got strengths in different areas, and when he's playing well and he gets in his little bubble, it's nice to be out there as well. So yeah, really really nice, I suppose, coming into the last couple of games of the season to go out there and bat with him and bat for a period of time.
Credit to Sussex, that second new ball, Ollie and Jofra Archer bowled very well for a while there.
Yeah, I think certainly when you look at Sussex now, I think on paper, I mean, it's as good an attack you get in county cricket, first division or second division. So we knew we had to work really hard today, and they did. Like you said, they came back with that second new ball, and they made it really hard work. So it's quite an interesting pitch because it sort of feels like you can't really force the pace as a batsman. So we had to sit in a fair bit and take what we could. But hopefully we'll put ourselves into a nice position if we can win the session, the morning session tomorrow. It sort of leads into a nice little position for us.
That's 1,000 championship runs for yourself this season, which I'm sure was one of the targets you probably set.
It was certainly on the goal list, so it's nice. And probably out of all the goals I wanted to achieve this year, this is probably the most satisfying in a way, because batting in these kind of conditions, certainly you play a lot of championship cricket now in April and a lot in September, it's tricky. No heavy rollers anymore like it used to be, so that's the most satisfying for me out of all of the runs from 50 over or T20 to be able to get through a season like this and have produced for the team and given us opportunities to win games is very pleasing.
And I would imagine the team target tomorrow is just bat and bat and bat for as long as you can.
Yeah, as I said, I'll be interested to see how this wicket plays over the 4 days. I think I'd be amazed if it got better. It might get lower. But if we can get as many runs as we can first innings, that's what we want to do. And obviously we've got a world-class spinner in Jeets. We've obviously got people like Ollie Stone, who's at the top of his game at the minute. So, an attack that's full of confidence and fresh. So, we'll have to go down and give it everything we've got.